This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. Imagine you've spent a year getting ready to open a new business, only to find out at the last minute what you're doing is now illegal. That's the case for one pot entrepreneur in Seattle. KPLU's Paula Whistle has his story.
Mike McKinney had everything in place for his private cannabis club, including a cool warehouse space in Seattle's SoDo district. He decided that the club, to be called Zero, would be solely for marijuana use.
No liquor allowed. And then we would serve non-alcoholic drinks such as sodas and coffee and snacks.
Although the state initiative that legalized pot outlawed public consumption, it didn't say anything about private clubs. McKinney says the biggest obstacle he faced was the prohibition on indoor smoking, and even with that,
we found a way to open without smoking going on, with a direct vaping solution.
But just days from welcoming customers,
our attorney got a hold of us and said, "Hey, did you guys hear about this?"
This was the new law making cannabis clubs in the state illegal, passed by the legislature in the last days of the session. It also made it a Class C felony to open or operate one. So what to do? McKinney says at this point,
we're going to go ahead and open.
That's right. He plans to open anyway, but with a very important caveat. He says he'll have to
explain to everybody, this is a cannabis club that you can't, ingest cannabis on.
A no-cannabis club. He hopes it will motivate people to contact their lawmakers, although he acknowledges with the session over, changing the cannabis club prohibition could take a while. What McKinney does know is if his club is ever allowed to fully operate, he'll make money. 3 years ago, back before the state liquor board explicitly banned marijuana in places with liquor licenses, McKinney was renting out a bar on Monday nights for use as a private club.
On a Monday night, we were getting Saturday night numbers.
Showing, he says, there's definitely a demand. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.